Om Shanti. Good morning. This song is a lovely reminder of Madhuban. You kept hearing the name Madhuban many times. And it speaks about how Madhuban is our home, the place that's beautiful, the place that's beloved, the place where God incarnates and creates our fortune, the land of the deities, the whole praise of Madhuban. And of course it's linked with today's Murali. Baba has emphasized how Baba comes only in Madhuban. It's interesting that it's a time when there's lots of artificial Babas around. And so Baba's reminding us again that Madhuban is a place where Baba comes, and Baba comes in that specific place only. So a lovely reminder. And of course you'll be hearing about Madhuban's program and a warm invitation to come to Madhuban, especially when we have the meeting with Baba. 12th October, I think, is the first meeting. But at some point you'll be getting all the dates, etc. But I want to take up one particular aspect that Baba's spoken about in the blessing. But the blessing is very much connected with the main body of the Murali. And Baba has made it very, very easy for us to do good karma. How do you define good karma? And there can be many different definitions, very simple ones, soul consciousness, God consciousness, but also, of course, a lot of detail. But today Baba said, if you do elevated karma, then that karma is such that you receive blessings from the hearts of others. And from your heart also, you're able to give them blessings. And so Baba doesn't say, do this, do this, do that, don't do this. No, you can understand yourself. But as you're doing whatever it is you need to do, definitely it depends on your intention, it depends on your attitude, and then as you express it in words, it depends on your tone, it depends on the quality of interaction you have. But also, what is the outcome? I do something, and has it earned me the blessings of the hearts of others? And the word that Baba's using is dua, and we usually translate it as blessings. And I was just reflecting on it, and the feeling of that is not just dua, but not just blessings, but also that sense of appreciation, of love, of respect. And so, yes, there's a phrase that comes in the Sakar Murali, and again, it's connected with one of the Bhakti songs. And it talks about receiving the blessings from your parents. And, of course, in Bhakti, it's always Laukik parents that people think about. And today we will think about, yes, of course, what I owe my Laukik parents, but also, more than that, what do I owe the Mother and Father, the Supreme, and also Baba and Mama and so on. But this word dua, it carries a beautiful sense of receiving that which is eternal, that which is going to stay with you forever. Anything else you receive can come and go, but the blessings you receive, they're very special. They stay with you and help you on your journey. And so just check, I've done this. Am I worthy of receiving blessings for what I've done? And am I giving everyone I'm in contact with blessings from my heart also? And the other aspect, if there's elevated karma, then there's going to be happiness. Happiness that you experience and happiness that you're able to give to others. And all of this is part of the stock that we accumulate in Sangam Yuga that lasts us half the cycle, maybe more, right through the end of my 83rd birth, probably. And so how much can I accumulate within the short space of Sangam Yuga? Well, if I remember that every moment is an opportunity to earn blessings, then I'm going to be able to accumulate enough for the whole cycle. Many people say to me that I didn't have to work for this, I didn't have to make effort for this, but it happened through blessings. And that's in their last birth in Kali Yuga. And so, and the blessing, of course, that brought us to Baba. Just imagine how much good karma there was that lasted through the cycle that brought us to Baba at the end of the cycle. So, a very lovely murali about accumulation, but also how to accumulate, what to do. Baba's taken up a lot of detail of that. But again, one of the blessings that London has is that we always have Baba's children, seniors and instruments come from not only Bharat but especially Madhuban. And Rajasthan is the place which is the land of kings, and the capital of Rajasthan is not Abu. Abu is the capital of the world. But Jaipur is the capital of Rajasthan, and we have in Sakar Murlis, you've heard Baba talk about having a museum in important places, and the first museum that was created for Baba's service was in Jaipur. And that place still exists, actually. Very busy street downstairs, and you go up the stairs and there's a center, and you go up further stairs. It's a lot of stairs, but a very lovely center, a big hall. And to have that in the middle of the bazaar, that's quite something. And so the sister who's now the instrument for that, but also, of course, 80 other places, but also part of the management committee in Madhuban, is Sister Sushma. And she's back here after years and years, decades. She was last year at the end of the 70s and in 1980. And she was a pioneer for Germany and Belgium and other places. And she's now back again in the West. Welcome, Sushma Ben. Please come.
Om Shanti. Good morning. We all the souls are very fortunate souls. Do we feel that? How is it? Because this conference age is the age of fortune. This is the time when we are making our fortune for 84 births for the whole cycle. And the store of fortune, he himself is guiding us how to make fortune at present. In one of the Vyakta Muralis, Baba said, children, I give you a pen, kalam, to draw a line of your fortune. Many times we go, we talk, we share, we look, what is in my fortune? And now Baba has given us that pen, that kalam in our hand. How long will you draw it? It's up to you. So just we realize it. Yes, this is the time when we can make our fortune. Then there is no complaint. Otherwise, many times, people are complaining and saying, look, you are fortunate, you are very good, but I think God has forgotten me. And God has not given me this. Now this is the time when we are making our fortune, we are recording it for many, many, many births. So we should be very careful. And today Baba has given us the technique, accumulate, and in how many ways you can do that. No one can give any excuse, I am not so much, I don't have that higher studies, or I am poor, I am old, I am young. No excuse, because the way to make the fortune is our qualities, behavior, contacts, our thinking, our thoughts. So just we have to hammer on it. What type of thoughts I have? What type of behavior I am doing? And keep on accumulating. Whenever Bhagat's devotees go to temple, they ask God, O God, be merciful. Keep mercy for me. And on confluence age, we realize this is not the God who keeps mercy, but this is ourselves. Please keep mercy on your own self. That is the way to make the fortune. So really, we Baba's children are very fortunate. We are making our fortune through our words, actions, and thought, and more subtly, our own feelings and emotions. Baba says, bhavna and shubh bhavna, our feelings, emotion. What type of feeling? Sometimes say, yes, I'm very lucky. But inside there is a pain of one or the other kind. Yesterday she or he told me this happened. No. Always remain in love of Baba. Then I am fortunate. So I am also fortunate. I am again here in this our divine family. I think to come again, there is a thought of our sister Jayanti. She asked me, you come to London? I said, no, I can't, because there is visa problem always. She said, okay, try. And think, till last, we were not sure that we will get visa. And when we went to take visa, they said it will take 1 month or 40 days. But within 10 or 12 days, we got the response and we got the visa. So what I realized, this was our sister Jayanti's thought, and that brought the fruit. We are here with this family amongst you. So thank you, Jayanti Ben. Thank you, Baba. And now we are ready here to do Baba's service. Whatever service you want to take, we sisters are ready here. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Shushma Ben Sashakti, and those who've been hearing her interview or classes have experienced that we have a real Shiv Shakti here. And Mani Ben is the one who's organizing Shushma Ben's program across the UK, London. So please do connect with her if you haven't yet already. I know most of the program is set, but there might be others that we haven't thought of. Even if you want to have something further, just check with Sushma Ben, please. Somebody Ben. And together with Sushma Ben, we also have Chandrakala Ben. Please come up. And she's been with Baba since she was 2 years old, something like that. And of course, her parents with Baba for a long, long time. And in particular, I remember her father bringing baskets and baskets of red fragrant roses from Jaipur to Abu whenever there's a special occasion, especially for 18th January. But of course, the whole family deeply loved by Baba, and Chandrakala Ben, educational qualifications in the world out there, but also very qualified in Baba's service, and has been staying at the Jaipur Center for a long time. She'll tell you how long. Welcome.
Om Shanti. Baba always uses the phrase Vaha Baba Vaha, Vaha Bachi Vaha. And he says that Baba always sings this song, and we should also always sing the same song, Vaha Vaha, and always Vaha. So today's Murli also, Baba has given the key, and the key for all attainments is Baba. Whatever I want, all the treasures opens by this key, treasure of values, treasure of knowledge, treasure of power. But sometimes, instead of attaining, in today's Murli Baba has said, sometime, instead of attaining, there is a leakage. We lose it. We diminish it. By yesterday I was hearing the word from Sushma Didi, by Parachintan, thinking of others, seeing others, following others. And Baba has told us to follow only Baba or Mama. Here also, in 2 days I've heard many times about Dadi Janki. Dadi Janki used to do this. Dadi Janki guided this. So all our dadis, they have followed Baba in every step. So that's the same thing we have to do to become powerful, to become as Baba wants us to be. And I should say, and I am thankful to all of you, especially Jayanti Ben, that I'm once again here with this divine family. I was here in 2001, and now I'm again here, and there in Jaipur. Since 1982, I'm on center doing Baba's service after finishing my studies. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Sister Chandrakala will also be traveling around with Sushma Ben, so you'll be able to meet her further. And Yogesh Pai, please come and say hello. You haven't met the class, have you? Come. Does Yogesh Pai need an introduction? No? Okay. But from Turkey now. Just stay, Chandrakala Ben. A bit. A mic, do you school? Mic. So now I keep hearing from Yogesh Pai, one day he's in South America, another day he's in Asia, he's a world traveler.
Om Shanti, good morning. So you know me already and I know you, just a quick hello. So I'm here on another visit, mainly here for a Lokic family, with seeing my Lokic mother, but of course a great chance to meet all of you as well. And I can just share one thing which I found very striking from today's Murali. Has been mentioned by our Didis already, that all the treasures are connected to the one word, Baba. And the way we normally live is, first is me, then is life, and then is God. And now we're reversing the position of number two and number three. Me, Baba, drama. Me, Baba, drama. So that's like a slogan which I found very powerful, to just reverse the experience of life. So I'll be here for maybe a couple of weeks or so, and just looking forward to being with you. Thank you. Om Shanti.
And another world traveler, Sister Gopi, please come. Gopi Ben is going back to Madhuban to continue with her service project there. She'll tell you a little about it herself.
Isn't it lovely to have the bridge with Bharat, with our Didis here? And I think this is one of the most powerful things that Daddy's created between London and Madhuban. And this is a mini Madhuban that has served in such an unlimited way outside of Bharat. And so I was so happy to see Sushma Didi here a few days ago when she first arrived. And yes, as is the norm, that relationship continues, and I'm back to Madhuban tomorrow for about a month and a half this time to continue further service in relation to Madhuban's infrastructure, the basic needs of kitchen, water. We've just got an amazing machinery in Madhuban, and I really feel Brahma Baba preparing the campuses and preparing the facilities for Baba's children to come, because there's going to be an unlimited influx sooner. You know, those queues all the way to Abu Road, well, that hasn't happened yet. So I just get this feeling that Brahma Baba's behind it. And it's such a privilege and a fortune to put a finger of service into Madhuban. You know, if Madhuban is the heart of Baba's Yajna, and the Bhandara is the heart of Madhuban, then to put even two fingers of service in there is a great fortune. And I've just so deeply appreciated working with all our Didis and seniors, and just seeing the incredible, tirelessness. Whether the body is working or not, the intellect is very, very sharp. And the decision-making is there, the availability is there. And so deep, deep appreciation for this fortune from Baba and Drama. So I'll take all your love with me. I get a chance to go up and down the mountain. And you know what? I make a conscious effort when I sit in front of the Tower of Peace to invoke all of you there. And I really, really hope that all of you can come back home very, very soon. Okay? Om Shanti.
And Maureen Ben has got the dates for you to go to Madhuban. Om Shanti. Yes, good news. We have Madhuband dates. I think some of you may have received on the email already. And so maybe there's a secret in the drama that Sushma Didi, Chandrakala Ben are here to give us an extra pull in case we needed it. We might not have needed it anyway, but they're here to really remind us. And so, yes, so there is a full season ahead of us. And from October through to March, there's 11 of the Ektamilan. So there's 11 different groups. And of course, Madhuban always welcomes double foreigners whenever they can come. But we're hoping to focus more on October and February as a time when special programs can be arranged and so on for Baba's children from abroad, from outside of India. So I'm not going to repeat all the dates, but as I say, 11 groups from October through to March. And I'll just give you the first and the last so you get an indication. The first group, the meeting is 12th October, arrival 9th and 10th October, departure 25th, 26th. So that takes in Diwali on the 24th. And perhaps I should say there's also a meeting that takes in Shivratri. And then the final group is Baba's Milan, 20th March, arrival 13th, 14th March, departure 27th, 28th. And we are really asked to keep to the dates because in between the meetings, there's, of course, a lot of cleaning that needs to happen and extra attention to cleaning at the moment, of course. And if you have special needs or requests, can you just wait a little while because Madhuban is going to give us some more information as to when is the best time to come if you have some special needs. So we'll try and get that for you. And yes, it's saying double foreigners are requested to adhere to group dates for first and last meetings as cleaning of the campuses takes place after the Indian season in September and before the Bhatti for the Indian groups in April. So we can see the timing. So we are welcome to our home. Sister Naina will be in the office and she has slips of paper with the dates. She's there to help you with visas. Jasa Ben is around and Jasa Ben is there to help you with your travel bookings to Madhuban. So, good news, right? We give a little clap for Madhuban and Baba. Om Shanti, thank you.